We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Woody, thank you. As we kick off this 8 o'clock hour, got a lot of stuff going on. Playoff games yesterday. Two of them at 1 o'clock. The Heat and Celtics, obviously, in Boston. And getting kicked around pretty good. The Panthers get a nice win at home after a 1-1 game after two periods. And oh, by the way, their best players, Verhaeghe, Reinhardt, Tkachuk, Big Bob, all played really well. And got it done, especially in the third period, to get a game one win. And a nice effort of playing the way they want to play. A lot of tight checking, a lot of hits. And Big Bob was really good. Didn't have to face a lot of shots, but was real good at times when he needed to be. So that was good stuff. I want to get back to the other thing for a second. Woody, I got to ask you this. I'm just curious what people think. So Tyler Hero, sixth man of the year. What is he? This is third year, I believe, that he's averaged over 20 points a game. He missed about half the season this year. You know, with a foot problem, has been back and looked good at the end before the playoffs started, came back, and they obviously took their time and got him back to where he is. So how do you look at him as – because he was mentioned in a zillion trades in the offseason and stuff, and remember he got mad and he shut down the Heat and blocked them and all that stuff. So how do you look at Tyler Hero as a player? I'm just curious. Good player?
Yeah, I think he's a good player. You know, I told you he's kind of like a, with the Pelican highlights on, he's like a C.J. McCollum or something. He's a scorer, Joe, and you know, but I think they are asking, we as a fan base are either asking or expecting way, way, way too much from him right now. Like, he is not going to go and put this team on his back like Jimmy Butler did last year and, you know, score 35 points a game in the playoffs and carry you the rest of the way. He's just not good enough. And clearly they are keying in on him and they are making his life difficult, right? Because if you're Boston and you approach this series saying, like, who do we need to stop? I think outside of Tyler Hero offensively, Joe, the Heat are certainly lacking a lot. But I just think we are asking way too much of Tyler Hero to expect that he's going to be some sort of, you know, superstar and put this team on his back and, you know, help the Heat beat the Celtics in a 7-game series.
Okay, 4-13, 11 points, is that, but that's fine.
He had a bad game, there's no question. He can be better, but he is just not he's not good enough. He's not an all-star. Yeah. Right? He's probably not
$20 million contract.
I don't even know if he's a top 50 player, to be quite honest with you. He's maybe in that conversation, but he's a very good, you know, second or third option, probably third option.
I heard a lot of people before the year, oh, man, we got to keep him.
Yeah, we do have to keep him. There's no reason not to,
Extension,
Joe. But
4-year, $120 million.
He's not a bad player. It's just that when you put him in that role of being the number one guy in a series that's essentially unwinnable, it's not a good spot for him to be in.
I just think there's great players every night that are really good players that are going to get their shots no matter what, and they're going to make them. They know. By the way, we do this in the playoffs with the best players when they don't play well. They get ripped pretty good for not showing up in the playoffs. Win or lose, we talk about them specifically. And you got to get more out of your – Ron Rothstein hits this all the time. Like, your best players need to be the –
You were about to say you got to get your best out of your stars. You were about to say that. I don't believe Tyler Herro is a star, Joe. I think he's a very good player, but he is not a guy who is going to be a number one and be comfortable leading a team and taking over that role. I just, first of all, he doesn't have the experience doing it.
Well, he's had some big games. He has had.
Yeah, he's had some big games, but he hasn't been handed the keys to the kingdom and said, "This is your team, and you know you got to take over and be the number one." He hasn't had that experience.
Now, in fairness to him, it wouldn't have mattered last night. I mean, they were down 91-59 after three quarters. So I would say
it would
that
have been tough
thing.
To beat these guys with Jimmy. Yes,
but you still want to see your best players, and unless you just think, they're just a bunch of good guys, and I don't expect anything from them.
Well, look what happened against Philly, man. You couldn't. Jimmy is on one leg, and you couldn't beat Philly in a game that you had a big lead.
All right,
Joe. You count on a guy like Jimmy.
For a guy like
that's
Tyler
not, it's not making
or
excuses.
Just tell me, you just think he's average. He's 21
points. I
didn't
say he's
average.
I'm not making excuses. He is what he is. To use that statement, I feel like we've been using a lot here. If Boston lost Jason Tatum, you don't think that'd be a dramatic blow for them? Like, the Heat are not going to win without Jimmy Butler. That's just the reality.
Well, we're going to find out, because first time this
there's nothing
happened,
to find out.
Be out. You're right.
I mean, there's nothing to find out. You don't think they're going to? You think they're going to win this series, Joe?
I think they can win a game. That's it.
Yeah, it would be an accomplishment to win one, and that sucks.
Get one and back home. I know one thing. That Tyler Herro doesn't have to take full responsibility for when somebody hits 22 threes against you, 22 of 49, and beats you by 30 points on three-point shots. That's kind of hard to win. Probably a lot of teams going, I make 12 and you make 22. We're probably losing. And so that was a big difference last night.
954 says, you guys are such jerks. Tyler Herro just had a triple-double two games ago. One's saying he's not capable of putting up numbers. I'm just saying he is not capable of being the number one guy in a series against the Boston Celtics, who appear to be unbeatable. You know, they've been the best team in basketball all season, and you say, hey, Tyler, by the way, you got to go out there and score 30 or 35. We're not going to have a shot.
Well, you don't think that might be something true to that? Like, yeah, he needs to go 10 of 18 or 12 of 24 or something like that. Yeah. And by the way, that game before, how many times they show that highlight? Him going to the base and then coming back, and everybody going, man, that's the kind of stuff Tyler Herro can do. Baseline, comes back, hit shots.
The difference is, and this guy can go back to whatever game he wants to go back to, but the difference now is Tyler Herro is getting all of the defensive attention. It doesn't take a rocket scientist
to
realize.
They're doubling him everywhere.
No,
stop
but they are
it.
All over his ass, Joe, stuff. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that Tyler Herro is their best offensive threat, and that's what they need to shut down. I mean, that seems painfully obvious.
I know
obvious.
Their best offensive threat looked like a rookie to me.
Yeah, Jaime Jaquez.
Looked pretty good.
Yeah,
looked
he had a nice game. Good. He did have a nice game.
So, anyway, yeah, I just wanted to throw that out.
I just think
obviously.
It's unfair to continue to criticize Tyler Herro is what I'm saying this morning. Because
he
is just not, he's not
yeah,
that guy.
He was 4 for 13 for 11
yeah,
points.
He's not, but he's not that guy, Joe. I don't think he's. I don't think he's going to
go
out there.
He got a four-year, $120 million extension. I don't want to hear he's not that
if
guy.
If Jimmy Butler was out there,
that's
say,
not
right,
average
maybe
money.
Jimmy,
like,
maybe
average.
Jimmy could go out and score 40 in the next game and carry and tie this series up.
We're not talking about Jimmy Butler. We're talking about Tyler Herro.
Yeah, well, Tyler Herro is probably
not
going to score 40
Jimmy Butler
points
is
in game
a top
two.
20 player. When he plays.
Tyler's not going to score 40 in game two and you know have the series tied up going back to Miami. I just don't see that happening.
I know, but you know what? Whether you agree or not, it'd be nice to see Tyler go out and bounce back and have a nice game too. By the way, most nights when Tyler is playing, I don't know what the number is, but I look at the box score. It looks like he usually takes the most shots. Or he's right there at the top. We know Jimmy doesn't. Jimmy's not worried about leading a team except in the playoffs and in shots per game. All right. Anyway, you're not going to change on it. You came in and on this. Tyler, it didn't matter. And you hanging out with Tyler a little bit or something? What's what's going on.
Don't accuse me of being like a Tyler Hero apologist or whatever you're accusing me of here this morning. He is what he is, man. Like, he's not an all star.
Is what he is.
He's not,
doesn't get 4-year, $120 million extension.
You keep throwing his money.
What do you think?
And someone
pointed
out, by the way,
you give every Joe Schmo out there a 4-year, $120 million contract?
Duncan Robinson's making $90 million. Like, you throw these numbers out there, that's completely irrelevant. But Tyler's not even an all star caliber player, man. He's not going to torch the Celtics. I just think the expectations are unrealistic.
All right, Woody. Well, listen, on that note, I'm going to go to a quick break. We got to get back. You know, there's somebody we haven't talked about that in the transfer portal. I want to come back and talk about that. We've got the draft coming up. God, it's going to be here this Thursday. Big, big night. One of the biggest off-season events that the NFL has, hell, anybody has any offseason, is the NFL draft. We'll talk about that a little bit more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We come back. Stay with us.
Yeah, like I said, they came out with the intentions, to put a lot of pressure on him, whether it's on the ball with pick and rolls or off the ball with the movement. We have to come up, with some ways to shake him free and get him to the strength zones within the context of what we do. That's the playoffs, they're doing stuff to get their best players activated, and we have to do things that, get our best players going. And then also other guys stepping up and making some plays to keep them honest.
Well, it's amazing. Even Spo was talking about Tyler Hero after the game. And by the way, if there's any coach in the NBA that can find a way to free him up and get him some shots, it's Eric Spoelstra. Trying to help Tyler Hero get off a 4-for-13, 11-point game. Where you're obviously shorthanded. By the way, not just Jimmy Butler, but Rozier, who looked like there for a while he was really starting to fit in. And so he's been out with a stiff neck or something that's kept him out. So he hasn't been able to play. And by the way, we've got some other stuff I wanted to mention this morning. The transfer portal is rolling right now privately, quietly, and, everybody's now had a chance to see who's put their name in there, and everybody's doing their background checks. Is this guy a good fit? And see, he's transferring again, and doing your homework to see, and he's really good, and and for whatever reason, guys, from money to playing time to getting on a better team to help your situation to get to the NFL, the transfer portal is obviously stuffed with players, and I guess the one guy we weren't surprised about, Ja'Kari Brown, has transferred, the quarterback who stayed around so they could have the bowl game and got a chance to play. By the way, I thought it was a great move. I thought this would happen, number one. I didn't think he was going to stay around, but it was good for him to get some playing time. Because I got to tell you what I got. I got this. I think if he can get somewhere where he can play, he's got ridiculous talent. I see he's taking a visit to UCF. And I know he's got to get more accurate, but you talk about physical skills. I think he's got a chance, and I'm not saying he should be the starting quarterback. They got a guy that's really good. They may have they may have two or three guys right now better than Ja'Kari Brown. But I got to tell you, upside of a guy that just you were like, oh boy, if he can just put this together, get a little playing time, but. He does need to go somewhere else where he can play. even if it's not UCF, it's a smaller program, because you're going to see the things that the arm, got a cannon for an arm. He's athletic. I don't know, Woody. I haven't really talked to you much about him. I know we talked. I said after his game in the bowl game, I know they lost, but I was like, hey, I thought he did some really good things in that game for a guy that hadn't played all year.
So this is the good side of the transfer portal, right? I feel like we spent a lot of time talking about the bad, but this is the good here. And, like a UCF type of school, Joe, is good for him, and he'll obviously get an opportunity to play. Still got 3 years of eligibility left.
Yeah, but he's got to get somewhere he can start playing, because you can't get better by just practicing. You got to get in game situations and a rush.
It's unusual, and a system. I would think, though, that a team would be looking for a starting quarterback at this time of year, but – I know he can go in and compete and all that, but I would find it unusual that a school of at that level would not have their quarterback situation somewhat squared
away. You're talking about him not maybe getting in probably the transfer portal. The first one would have probably been
I mean, I just
got to
think by
idea.
The end of spring football, like if you're a Division I, a respectable Division I program, you should, right, theoretically have your quarterback situation somewhat squared away. Like you shouldn't be banking on –
yeah,
some guy transferring after spring ball seems kind of like, but again, I think he can go in there and compete. I think he's clearly talented, Joe. But this is the good side of the portal, where he can go somewhere where he actually is going to have a chance, because he didn't have a chance to play here, unfortunately. But
he I really rooting for this guy. I hope this ends up being a nice story. I'm with you. I'm glad he transferred, and go somewhere where you can get a chance to play. And by the way, sometimes, if the UCF, I don't know what their situation at quarterback is, Woody, but if it's not open, because you may have to, like you said, he may have to sit another year. Somebody's got to get injured for him to get playing time and get a chance to be a starter. There is nothing wrong. And this is a situation we talked about, and the reason I bring it up, for Ja'Kari Brown to go to a Division II school or – a school, usually smaller schools, got talent where you got a chance. Because if he plays well, he will have programs looking for him where he can make a lot of money and get back on a Power 5 if that's what he wants. Not that you have to, but Power 5 if it's about money and playing time, where he's got a proven year where he throws 25 or 30 touchdowns. But it's hard, because right now it's just all potential for Ja'Kari, who just needs to play. I could be wrong, and I've been wrong about a zillion guys. I just think he's got a chance. That's all I'm saying.
It's kind of funny. It sounds like they're sending him back to the minors.
Yeah.
Right? Go play a year or two in the minors, and then we'll bring you back up.
Bring you back up in this transfer portal, because a lot of people, because all the other guys in his situation, unless – they look like they're on deck to really be starters for the future. You jump in there, you get the money, and you take over. Come right in, and it's your job. So, anyway, I just wanted to get that in. I'm a big fan, and I wish him only the best. By the way, this draft coming up on Thursday, first round of the NFL draft. Friday, of course, the next two rounds, and then Saturday, the rest of the draft and free agency, rookie free agency, which can be a big part of it too for a lot of teams, with teams that have a grade in the sixth or seventh round on guys who they don't get drafted, and then they try to get them and get them a little extra signing bonus and bring them in. By the way, we've seen up to $200,000 in signing bonuses for rookie free agents. Damn, that's good money. And usually they don't give up on you real quickly when you get that kind of money as a rookie free agent, better known as an eighth or ninth round pick, except the draft no longer goes to eight or nine, just goes to seven. But, I'm really curious. I think this can be great. And it's going to be great for one reason. I can't speak for South Florida, but the quarterback situation and all these guys, Drake May and Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, maybe a little Bo Nix in there.
You know, those other two to the list now that we gave you before? Spencer Rattler and Jordan Travis.
So I did like Spencer Rattler for a while. It was weird because Spencer Rattler got beat out by Caleb Williams when they were both at Oklahoma. And he left, and the other guy left. But I thought Spencer Rattler, I mean, remember when they used to, I'm going back now, when he was at Oklahoma, he had some good games. They were talking about him being a first-round pick. Then he went South Carolina, and it looks like kind of got things going where I don't know what round. What round they think? Woody, second, third-round pick?
Yeah, he was like the 100th or something like that.
Okay.
You know what's funny, by the way? It does sound like you're talking about pro ball when you go, this guy went to this place, and then he left, and he went there. It's like you're talking about pro players here.
Well, that coach who's now at USC got a pretty good reputation, a lot of guy. He got on the roll. Listen, if your kid was really good and you wanted to be a first-round pick, you were going there. He had a run, man. Jalen Hurts didn't go in the first round, but second round. But Baker Mayfield, kid for Arizona. I mean, they've been on a roll, and now he's going to have probably the first overall pick in Caleb Williams. A lot of guys going there. I wouldn't blame him. Like, getting his system, it seems to work. Pretty good track record there of guys, you know, having great success. But the quarterback situation will be a fun one to watch. The wide receivers. And the one that's not sexy but probably going to lead the first round of this draft, offensive tackles. Now, some of those tackles may end up guards, but guys that played tackle – a lot in college, there could be 7 or 8 of those guys going in the first round. Boy. So anyway, it should be a fun Thursday. I can't wait for that thing. I think it's going to be great to watch and see it. And hey, listen, I've gone to the last two drafts back in the ones the Miami Dolphins have put on, and we had 1 year we had nothing but a third round pick was the highest pick, and last year we had a second round pick. We didn't have anybody in the first round. And so we'll find out what Chris Greer does. And I got a real – if somebody is in love with somebody at 21, they are calling around that pick. Chris Greer is going to get a call. And for the right picks, you can have that 21st pick. Whatever it is, I just think Chris Greer would love to get a third-round pick or another second-round pick. Really curious to see what's going to happen. It's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun. There's a reason that thing's so damn popular. It's in Detroit where I saw the commissioners even doing stuff. Did you see that? Some of the commissioners' commercials?
I did with Eminem.
Eminem. Yeah. Trying to be real cool doing that stuff. I was like,
yeah, he was like, the draft's in the D. And Eminem's like, no, it's just say Detroit.
I thought it was a good commercial. I actually.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You know, commissioner trying to show a little cooler side to himself, you know, and
hanging out with Eminem,
trying really hard. Anyway, we've got
the numbers on that thing are going to be insane, man.
Yeah, they could be.
I don't know what we're looking at, but
no, I don't either.
It should be record breaking, yes, because the thing is, again, a lot of those cities are going to be looking for quarterbacks. So, don't you want to tune in to see which quarterback you're taking?
You mean who's the love affair? So I watched yesterday. It looked like Daniels is the new Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
We've been watching
a lot of people have been saying that, by the way. They come on here and they say, take him first. He's the best one.
Yeah.
You can't pass on Caleb Williams, though.
I'm with you.
Because what if you pass on that guy, ends up being really good? Like, that'd be a really bad, bad look.
Well, listen, it doesn't matter. You can ask. This draft we just had is a great example. You don't think Carolina, I mean, the owner was getting heat. Like, you had dinner with him. You and your wife fell in love with that guy, and he can't play. Meanwhile, the guy that you said all these bad things about was kind of a dumb guy and couldn't pick stuff up and liked a cold beer at night or something. He's now clearly, after 1 year, not only the best quarterback in that class, but, man.
Caleb Williams has been the consensus number one pick for a long time.
Yeah, he has.
So yes. That to me is the issue. Like, if you want to, stray from that and kind of do your own thing and pick the other guy.
Are you totally sold that Drake May is the third quarterback in the draft?
No idea.
Because now we got a Michael Penix love affair going on.
Oh, everyone tells me Michael Penix. There's a guy that tweets to us a lot, and we were talking about this last week with Omar. Michael Penix has a higher ceiling than Tua. And here's the thing, Joe. Michael Penix could either be really good, he could be really bad, or somewhere in between. He's never taken an NFL snap. So if people knew how these guys, if they knew how they were going to translate to the NFL, picking a quarterback, I guess, wouldn't be so hard, right?
Yes. And Woody, on that point, I just want to say this. You can wish, and that's what these shows are for. You can wish, if you don't like Tua, for another quarterback. They don't even flirt when they send out false information when the GM talks. They make it perfectly clear, we've got our quarterback. We won't be looking for a quarterback in the draft. They're in the middle of negotiations. They got great trust built up between coach, his staff, GM, and the quarterback. You start flirting with the guy, and they just don't want to affect his psyche. Can you imagine what it'd be like for Tua if he finds out they draft a quarterback in the first round?
He'd be ruined.
Yeah, I'm serious. Hey, listen, I know we're throwing out all these different scenarios that could happen, but ones that's not going to happen for you people that aren't aboard on Tua, Tua's our quarterback. He's our future.
We're going to take a quarterback within the first round, and we're going to hold off on that extension.
Yeah.
You destroy the guy.
Oh, you might as well just tell him, look,
we've decided to move on territory.
Yeah, right.
Now, you take a stab at a guy in one of the late rounds, I don't think that's, the worst thing in the world.
They've done that.
Not a bad idea. You find the next Brock Purdy or something, you never know.
You never know. Doesn't happen very often, I know that.
That's true.
We did have a Tom Brady in the sixth round and a Purdy in the seventh round, so.
You got to take a stab once in a while, man.
Got to take that stab. Spencer Rattler. Damn, I thought he's going to be really good. I'm watching Oklahoma one day, and they're going, Spencer Rattler, expected to be a first round. Next thing you know, Caleb Williams is starting ahead of him, and he's out. Goes to South Carolina, and Caleb Williams goes, I'm going to follow my coach. It's been so good here. I'm going to follow his ass to USC. Hey, we've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Big day yesterday. It's fun, man. It's fun to be able to turn the TV on a Sunday and see your hockey team and your basketball team in the playoffs. It really is. I know it wasn't great. I know the Heat were down 91-59. I know that. You should have turned it off before it got to that. And if you didn't, then you might be hurting a little bit. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
I think I know the answer, but I want to ask his fans want the answer to this question of selecting a quarterback in the first round.
Mm-hmm. No, I think, listen, we always look at every position. I would say that's not someone I'm looking at the first round. It's not a position that we've even talked about. There's some good players. But, we're very happy with Tua and where he is with us. So, but at some point, I wouldn't say we're not going to draft a quarterback at any point. I mean, we took Skyler here, in the seventh round years ago. So you always look at opportunities for where you can add depth in your roster. And so I just think that goes across the board for any position.
That's pretty clear cut right there, Woody. Like, hey, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but Tua's our guy. We've said that, and we don't just say it just to say it. We believe him. And by the way, Mike McDaniel's come out more than once and says, "Oh, he's got another step to his game now. He can go up the ladder here. We'll see." See how it goes, man. I saw the big question was, it was just reading stuff while I've been in California and staying up on everything in South Florida when I can. It was interesting going, do you like this team better than last year's team? And I would say right now, no. I like last year because I thought last year's team was clearly the best team we've had in more than 20 years, the team that Chris put together. It was one of your trades, free agency, draft picks developing. I thought, again, like everybody's team, they're not perfect, but it was, they went all in, man. You can say whatever you want. They went all in. So I looked at this team, and part of it for me with this team is the draft picks become a lot more important than they were the last 2 years because you've got to get some young talent. Because young talent that's really good, that can play right away, is on the cheap. Man, you can get a guy come in right away. Look at the situation for Houston. Woody, they got a quarterback that is turned into, and we'll see if he can do it again this year. There's no reason he can't. He's got more weapons this year than he had last year. But you'd say off what he did this year, he is clearly a top 10 quarterback. You got him on the cheap for a couple years before you have to worry about the fourth year and then picking up the fifth year option and working out a contract. You've got him cheap for 2 years. Cheap. On the cheap. So you want to hit on those guys and, you know, and get some good stuff out of them here before they get real expensive. Because when they get real expensive, it cuts on, you know, money. Makes it really hard to go out and get other guys. You've heard other teams say that, like, hey, man, so can't keep everybody, and we got to keep the quarterback because that is the most important position. So they're saying Tua's got a new, you know, another level. And if he does, you know, this team could be better. But, no, I don't think right now this team with the injuries of the two guys on the outside. And we don't have a right guard as good as the right guard we had last year. And we definitely, one of the best players on the team, our defensive tackle, who got paid $1 zillion. We don't have that guy on the team. Matter of fact, we could rotate every one of those guys at their best, and none of them would be the pass rusher that Christian Wilkins was. So that's it. And Van Ginkel, you could throw in Van Ginkel. Can you get another guy as good as Van Ginkel to play with those two guys when they come back? So it's still open. I mean, it's still got a chance with the draft, and we got a few veteran guys. We're still waiting to see what they do. You know the one name, Beckham Jr. We want to find out what he's going to do. Love to get him as a third receiver. Love it. Wish it would happen. But I just look at this team compared to last year's team right now before the draft. It's not as good. It's not as good as I felt about last year's team before the draft at this time. That's all. And good. A lot of things are going to happen. A lot of things can happen. It'll still be a really good team. Still be a really, really good team. But I remember last year, it wasn't just me. It was a lot of people going, damn. They got that Jalen Ramsey deal done. You're going, damn. This is it's one of the best. This roster, some of these guys they have. It's the most talent we've had on a team. We've had a lot on one side of the ball or on the other side of the ball. The Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas teams had a ton of talent. And Pat and Sam and Tim Bowens, that thing was loaded on defense, but, you know, wasn't great offense. Didn't score a lot of points. And we've had some other teams that, you know, were pretty good on offense and maybe lacked, you know, the star power on. This team was pretty balanced with good players on both sides. It really was. So anyway, we'll see. I'm not saying it takes away from anything for this year, but I did see that and I was like, "Ooh, man, it's an interesting question." Makes you go back and look at the roster. Hey, by the way, there's a chance, you know, and I don't know what's going to happen with X-Man where he's going to end up. But I like Kendall Fuller pickup. I know nobody's talked about it for a while. Kendall Fuller comes in, he starts. Yes. And now you got to find out, you know, who your nickel and dime, and they're important. And by the way, Kader Kohu came out and said he was really disappointed the way he played, man. He was, you know, I mean, he was pretty tough on himself. I think, you know, I'm glad he, you know, he noticed and he said, man, I got to play friggin' a lot better. He wasn't in some kind of denial. But I think Cam Smith's going to get every chance to play a lot of football this year after what would be considered just a complete disaster in year one. And you can go back to Vic didn't like him and, you know, Vic Fangio didn't like him, didn't like his work ethic, didn't like the, you know, stuff, the way he prepared. I don't know. I have no idea. Vic's gone. It's a fresh start for everybody. Going to be a lot more patting on the back on the defensive side of the ball. It's going to be less old school stuff. You know, Vic, no question about it. Vic Fangio was a different dude. There is no question about that. He was that. Hey, Woody, so anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to still get to here this morning as we continue on here. Woody, did I blow by one of my breaks? Did I screw up? already, or am I?
No,
okay,
no, you're good. You're all good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought it was one behind because I've been yapping so much this morning.
You're okay. That was,
By the way, these three hours, though.
That was a good Dolphin speech.
Hey, I had to get some. There was a little build up.
I know.
I wanted,
yeah, well,
I wanted
off
to
for
give,
a whole week, bro. There's a lot.
I wanted
of
to give
up,
the Heat and Panthers credit.
Well, don't give
and
the
by
Heat
the way,
credit.
Man, how about Big Bob, Verhaeghe, Reinhart, and Tkachuk? And, you know, there's guys we don't talk. Barkov, we should probably be talking about him, had a great pass. But those guys all showed up big, man. Showed up big. In a game that, you know, a game could have gone either way. It's 1-1. But, boy, the Panthers.
We're going to need the Panthers, man. We're going to need them to make a little run here.
We
Joe,
are.
Because I don't think this Heat thing's going to last too much longer.
Well,
sadly, that is, but doesn't seem to be a situation that they can get out of this series.
We could really use a big three-point night from Duncan and Tyler. You can't get outscored 30 points. And we can go through a zillion stats, like five offensive rebounds, and Tyler didn't do this, and 14 points in a quarter. There's one that just stands out and hit me in the head last night after that game. You can't get outscored by 30 points on three-point shots. In a three-point shooting game, you can't lose by 30. 12 of 37 versus 22 of 49. Can't happen. Cannot happen. So anyway, we've got to go to break.
I'm just waiting for that point, by the way, where you're like, they are getting beat by a better team.
No, they are. They are, but Woody.
I feel like
Woody,
you
I'm
haven't admitted
just,
that, and you're stuck
no,
on
Woody,
last
you,
year. You're missing Jimmy Butler, man. You can't do this without him.
So I get that, and you're probably right, Woody. You're probably right, but so you know what you are? You're the guy out there that's got that cloud over your head that just says, well, they're in, but there's no Jimmy, there's no chance. You
Joe,
still got to play the games. I'm gonna watch and get excited, and hopefully they jump out and take a little early 8 or 9 point lead and are knocking down shots. I want to see what adjustment Spo can make with this group. I want to see if Rozier's coming back, and he's got something after being out a lot of games now. All right.
The Heat could use a guy like you to give a speech over there, man. Look at that positivity.
Hey, you're probably right, Woody.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say you were calling Heat games, man. That's usually your spin on the Dolphins. So,
that's all right. Yeah. Hey, that's all right. You know what? At least you're not telling me I'm over there in Dolphin meetings and stuff.
No, those Heat checks aren't clearing for you, though, right?
No.
Only the Dolphins ones.
I know. You got me. All right, hey, listen, man, let's talk about attorneys for just a second. No, I'm not an attorney for a firm, but I do like the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah in Plantation, covering all of South Florida. Man, if you've been injured in an accident and hired a law firm that made you promises, lots of them to get you, brought you in, and then all of a sudden you became just one of a whole bunch of numbers. We'll get back to you soon. You're not that big a case here. Who am I working with? When am I going to get a call back? I'm kind of worried about this. This is important to me. I've been injured. Lack of communication. They don't call you back. No personal relationship. I can tell you one place you won't have that problem. Cohen and Judah in Plantation. I can't say it enough. Boy, I'll tell you what, doing a lot of great things, man. If you've lost confidence in your lawyer, you won't. Go to CohenandJudah.com. See it for yourself. Take a look at the reviews. Look at what they've done. It's 866-FAIR-FEE. It's 866-324-7333, CohenandJudah.com. I can't say enough about them, but I want to let you know, start to finish, those are ones. That one, when you walk in, they shake your hand. They're going to handle your case personally from start to finish. Small enough to handle fender benders, big enough to go to trial against the largest companies here in South Florida and kick a little butt. Go to their website, CohenandJudah.com. You'll get everything you need. Any kind of problem you've had with an accident, slip and fall, or anything else, Cohen and Judah, that's Harvey and Gary, will take good care of you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.